I think that the style guides that are out there are a very good start. They're not all the same, and none of them are quite perfect. As the movement continues to evolve, the language also changes. So I think the most important thing when you're reporting on a trans story, as a responsible journalist, would be check with your subject, and if there's any language that you're uncertain about, run it by them, and they'll be the one best equipped to define the language that's appropriate to use in their particular case. And of course, you know, nobody tells a trans story better than a trans journalist, so it's definitely a good idea to go out and hire some diverse people onto your team. Oftentimes I see in especially queer journalism, you'll have a person assigned to write a story, and the person's LGBT, but they'll be gay or lesbian, but not trans. They're cis. They're still a cis person. So sometimes the assumption is made that, you know, a queer publication is automatically going to get it more right than, you know, a mainstream publication. But in actual fact, that's not necessarily true. Gay people and lesbians are just as likely to, you know, have ignorance around trans issues as a cis straight person would.